This is the BBC Home Service. And now, the school days of Nigel Molesworth. A guide to school life for tiny pupils and their parents. Containing the full lowdown on schools, swats, sneaks, cads, prigs, bullies, headmasters, dirty rotters, funks, weeds, apple pie beds, and various other chizzers. In fact, the lot. We present episode 1. Hail St. Custard's. Introduced and narrated by Nigel Molesworth.
Get off! Get off! Stop it!
Hello. I am Nigel Molesworth, Gorilla of 3B, Secretary of Tuckshop Committee and Curse of St. Custard's, which is the school I am at. Jeez, and it's the worst school in the world, full of bullies, swats, greedy guts and oiks, and worst of all, hordes of certifiably psychotic masters who are unemployable in any other profession apart from the government or a circus. But that is the same with all schools, so take that as read. But first, I am just coming to you, Peason.
Thank you.
But first, allow me to introduce you to my great friend and honourable companion at arms, Timothy Peason.
Hello.
Hello. Who will be...
Thank you.
Shut up! Who will be my highly erudite assistant in this programme and famously have a face like a baboon.
Don't.
Do, actually.
Don't.
Do.
Don't. Don't.
And now, a mercifully brief history of St. Custard's. St. Custard's have a very interesting history, if you are interested in history, which few people are.
Yes. It was mysteriously founded by the mysterious saint, St. Custard, after which he mysteriously vanished. And good riddance, frankly.
A few years later,
St. Custard's was rebuilt in its current form in 1886 by Sir Edward Grabber, the well-known Victorian educationalist and madman. He added several helpful improvements, including the torture wing, the master's cell block, and the observatory to study worms, before he was thrown in the bin in 1887.
Which bring us to the present, more or less. St. Custard's is set in acres of bleak and desolate moorland. Its forbidden Gothic towers being one of the most celebrated eyesores in the country. And here we are at last at the ancient school gates. Cause, yes, listeners...
Yes, listeners.
I just said that.
Thank you.
Yes, listeners, it is the first day of term, and we the first happy pupils. But who is this who comes, Peason?
Why, it is the faithful school porter, Beadle.
Beadle had been here for 112 years. All boys have to call Beadle, Beadle. Good morning, Beadle. And now Beadle doth unlock the mighty school gates for all the tiny pupils. And lo, we are finally arrived at the quivering soul of St. Custard's, what is known as the crumbling school quadrangle. Let us see which fellow pupils we espy. Oh, no!
Nigel! Give me a fizzy wither! Bring us a gobstopper!
Introducing Molesworth's vile bro, otherwise known as Molesworth 2.
Away with you, Molesworth 2!
Give me a fizzy wither! If not, I shall throw a public scene of such embarrassing magnitude, your peers will disown you for all eternity, and you'll end your miserable days languishing in Coventry.
All right. Have this medicated cough drop what have been in my pocket for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, no, thanks, dear bro. I will now go and dive bomb sparrows and worms. Take that, Fritz.
Oh, how it pains me, dear listeners, to think he is the blood of my blood and emerged out the same loins as me. Hello, Clarks. Hello, Sky.
But look, who is this titterping ridiculously across the quad?
It is none other than Fotherington Thomas. He is utterly wet and a weed. St. Custard's contain many wets and weeds, but he is the wettest and weediest.
He spends his time talking to the birds and the trees.
Fotherington Thomas, you are a milksop and a weed with weedy curls like a girl.
And a face like a squashed tomato. Hen, hen, hen. Hen, 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 hen.
I forgive you, Molesworth and Peathen, for those uncouth words which do run off me like raindrops off a leaf. I have higher things to think on, such as the hallowed realms of poetry.
Poetry?
Yuck.
Poetry, as any fool know, is weedy stuff that rhyme and is fit only for girls. It is about weedy things like daffodils and nightingales.
Hello, daffodils.
What's all this racket, Molesworth and Peason, you odious fleas?
Grabber! Oh, hello, Grabber! I didn't see you there, Grabber. Anyway, better be going, Grabber.
Halt! You pustules.
I should explain at this crucial juncture that Grabber is head of school and captain of everything and have broken all school records since Henry VIII. His pater is obscenely rich and have a chauffeur-driven Rolls and all St. Custard's in his pocket. Hence my supplicating and mealy-mouthed tones.
Who are you talking to, Molesworth?
No one, Grabber!
In that case, you and your rat-faced little friend can clean up all the school dog's poos across the entire school for a radius of 14 miles.
Dog's poos? But how will we escape this sudden unexpected predicament, I hear you ask? Fear not for your heroes, dear listeners. See how I skillfully assuage Grabber's fearsome wrath.
Oh, Grabber, how we'd simply love to clean up.
Yes, but before we do, we were shyly wondering when we might have a chance to marvel at your jolly, marvellous rugby football skills, Grabber, the like of which no boy have seen in all the ancient annals of St. Custard's.
Thank you, Molesworth. You have quite a way with words, I must say, you ghastly worm.
Oh, thank you, Grabber. Yes, yes, Grabber.
So, I'll tell you what I'll do. It so happens that the first 15 is up against Poopwell Hall tomorrow afternoon. I shall arrange for you to be let off your dog poo punishment and spend 3 hours on the touchline in the howling Arctic wind watching me.
Oh, super thank you, Grabber. Oh, really.
Now, out of my sight, you walking warts. Into school assembly, right now.
Yes, dear listeners, join us tiny pupils for the first school assembly of term. But what is that dread sound, I hear you ask? It is the sound of Jasper Grimes, the huge-handed headmaster.
Oh.
Head B, as he is known, letting the masters beaks out of their cages and driving them without quarter toward the great and dreadful task in hand, teaching boys.
No! Headmaster, don't make us teach more boys! Please! No!
Oh, please, no! No! Oh, no, not Molesworth, too! No!
On, you masters! You shall teach those vile worms, those loathsome oiks, with the tried and tested psychotic cruelty and sarcasm for which I employed you.
Quiet for the headmaster.
Thank you, Grabber. Now, school! As we start this Christmas term, the biting winds lacerating the quadrangle remind me that the Christmas term is, first and foremost, the rugger term. We expect great things of St. Custard's under our captain of school, captain of games, captain of rugby, captain of everything, Grabber, whose skills are as many as his supply of Romeo e Julieta cigars, which I also found this morning tucked under my gown and mortarboard. Thank you, Grabber. Good. Now, a few announcements. As some of you will be aware, last term, Mr. Wacker and Miss Hyphen were regretfully caught in circumstances of a flagrante extremis in the lower biology lab and were dismissed forthwith from the premises. It therefore behoves me to remind you that those of the opposite sex, or women, are on no account permitted within the barbed wire perimeter, except, of course, for our own beloved matron.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, matron. Jolly good. Which leads me to my most pleasurable task this term of welcoming our very latest addition to our family of custodians, namely our new under-matron, Miss Prudence Entwistle, who will be replacing Miss Chiswick, who you will recall vanished without trace in the school swamp last term. So, if you'd like to stand up and make yourself known to the school, Miss Entwistle.
Hello, everyone. Hello, boys.
And Miss Entwistle has,
Prudence, please.
Prudence, of course. Has just, recently left a, fascinating career in the theatre, I gather. Isn't that so, Miss, Prudence?
Well, a couple of bits and bobs at Frinton.
Right. Well, jolly good. So, anyway, marvellous, Miss,
Prudence.
So, where were we? Ah, yes. So, as we start another term with 12 endless, glorious, freezing weeks ahead of us, I want you to cram as much activity into them as you can in work and in sport. Cram them in, boys. Cram them in.
And that, listeners, brings us to the end of the first day of school and the end of episode one of the Nigel Molesworth School Survival Guide. Listen in tomorrow at the same time for more educational wisdom from myself
and me, Peason,
as we examine in closer detail the masters,
or beaks,
and take you on a tour of the cages.
Yes.
And we ask the crucial but fascinating question, are beaks necessary?
Yes.
No?
No. So what do you think about the new lady under matron Molesworth?
I have no opinion of her, Peason, if you wish to know, seeing as we have more important things to concern ourselves with than girls, Peason.
Yeah, girls. Yeah.
Who let that off?
What off?
That disgusting porn like a baboon.
Not me.
It was.
Wasn't.
Was.
Wasn't.
Wasn't. Wasn't.
And Molesworth returns for more school days at the same time tomorrow.
What was unusual about the 1904 Olympic marathon?
Paul Sinha presents a new series of fascinating facts.
And Cuban finished fourth despite the fact that he stopped to have a meal in an orchard, ate some rotten apples and fell asleep for 20 minutes.
The competitive quizzer shares his knowledge.
Gary Oldman is actually 13 days younger than Gary Newman.
And answers audience questions.
Who won the last?